of Matzah Pesach night, one or two? The Rambam says clearly they're one. One mitzvah. And that's why he says this dafka no lechem mishnah that night. Because the suda is Leil Pesach is a matzah dika suda. A lechemona dika suda. A prusa suda. You don't need a half a matzah. One and a half just to show that the half is a half. And you break it with, you just add a new twist at the end to show that the dafka. It's not lechem mishnah. Shoot us a Rambam. However, Tosfos says no. Two. The Rambam is clearly the one. One mitzvah. And that's why he says this dafka no lechem mishnah that night. Because the suda is Leil Pesach is a matzah dika suda. A lechemona dika suda. A prusa suda. You don't need a half a matzah. One and a half just to show that the half is a half. And you break it with, you just add a new twist at the end to show that the dafka. It's not lechem mishnah. Shoot us a Rambam. However, Tosfos says no. Two and a half matzahs. The Rosh also, you have to have two and a half matzahs. I mean, you have to, why should Leil Pesach be different than any other yontif? The Rosh, Tosfos, you have to have two and a half matzahs. Oh. So this gives us a pisachim peh to understand the whole concept of two kazesim, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and the concept of chavilos. Let's briefly summarize. We just discussed on Monday about chavilos. You're not supposed to try to potter up two mitzvahs in one shot. Well, so, you know, every mitzvah has its own place. It shouldn't look like a burden to you. According to the Rambam, it's not a problem when it comes to Pesach night, because the mitzvah of Sudas Pesach and the mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzos is one and the same. One impacts on the other. It's no lechem mishnah. But the Kohen Tosfos are two separate and distinct mitzvahs. And then the Kohen Tosfos requires, you can understand, the Shulchan Aruch would be there, a kazayas for Sudas Yontif, and a kazayas for the mitzvahs matzah. That's where the Chumrah comes from, of having two kazayasim say tonight. One kazayas for Sudas Yontif, and another kazayas for what? Nu, for what? For mitzvahs matzah. You don't want to be able to both kill two birds with one stone. You want to give every single mitzvah, which is the two separate mitzvahs, for Orion, two and a half, not one and a half. We'll get every single mitzvah to do. A kazayas for this and a kazayas for that. That's a whole discussion, which is from which. Is the consensus view is that the suda is from the shlema, and the nu, help me out, and the mitzvah smat is from the prusa, lechemoni. The rav yod wants to fakir the shita. And you need the mitzvah, you need the hamotah should be the prusa. Why? Because darkva shall only to make hamotzi all year on the prusa. Let's have both in the prusa. I'll explain to you, no, the Rav Yo's assumption is, unspoken assumption, is the problem of chavilus. You can't have both in the same matzah and the same kazayas. Oh, same matzah, but yeah, but you have the same matzah. But the lechatchila, two separate and distinct matzahs. The Ran says, no. What's the whole of a mitzvah chad and a mitzvah achriti? Once you do the mitzvah A on matzah A, so do mitzvah B on matzah A. Call some Erevin. Once you do the mitzvah Erevin, do shalosh shudas on the same matzah. So at first we said that seems to go against chavilas. So we said maybe not. It's just a yotzim two kazesim, one after the other from the same wafer, from the same cracker, same loaf, same matzah. This is shudas around perhaps. In any event, going back to our Indian. Chavilas means not to fulfill two mitzvahs at once, the same kazayas, if they're officially unrelated to each other. That's exactly what happens over here. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Yontif and the mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzos. And therefore we require the Chatchila, at least certainly, two kazayas, one for the Sudas mitzvah and one for the mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzos. That's where the Chumrah comes from. You have to have the whole thing in one lump, one gulp, one after the other. No, that's Taka the Ramon and Avram says a Pesach Chumra. When you make a hamotzi and you're having a meal, there's a chumra to have a kazayas right away. There are many Jews, I have to include myself in that category, who don't do that all year long. All year long, I'm not makpid on it. So say tonight, I'm going to say something so makpid on it. Oh, that's why, so we don't have to rush to eat it so quickly. the kazayas, one another, the kazayas. Don't have a vasach as we saw. Korach is the chumah of the Mordechai of a vasach as we saw. The bris korach is limited to korach at the bottom of the matzah. You have to have to eat achilas pras, that can be as little as 2 minutes maybe, so you have to eat it quickly, so 4 or 5 minutes. But there's no din of having it to be or a din in one shot. Now, no, it's all two different kazayas. The problem is maybe achila kasa, shloga derech achila, that's why you don't eat it so quickly. You can choke on it, it's a sakana. Finally, Rabosai, we have to just answer the question which Tosus raised against his opinion. Tosus quotes Chavilas, and they say, Lo Shaykh kan Chavilas ela betray mili by two mitzvahs. But not like Yosef Tuvelim said, it's Chavilas when, if you have the Borei Pri Adama on the morrow, since we have to have a karpas to have it early. What kind of crazy thing is this? It's a Chavirchas Hanemin. And the Yonah, they ask a kasha in the Mordechai, yes, and they ask in Brachas. What about Kiddush? Kiddush should make a goffin and the Kaddish and Shabbos, the Kaddish and Shabbos. What's going on with Chavilas? So we quote from the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi by Rav Shachter Shlita, Simon Dalit. We answer these questions for Tuv, Tam, Vidas. The first quote in the Tziv, we already answered the question. The Tziv is our God says that the boy for our goffin of Kiddush is not Stav Abirchas HaNanin, which would be a separate entity apart from Kiddush. No! It's a Birch HaShemach Ma'odoya. And as a matter of fact, if you didn't drink from the kos, you wouldn't call it a Brach HaLevatollah. What would you call it? I'm going to Rashi in Erevin. What's it called? G'nai. It's not nice not to drink from it. But Vika didn't have the status of Birch HaShemach Ma'odoya. It's related to Kiddush, to Abdullah, etc. So therefore, it's part of a Abdullah. Part of it's not a Chavilas. Chavilas is one and the same. As we said, according to the Rambam, Matzah and the Suda is one of the same. Yotu is one of the same. That answers that kasha. And what about the idea of Borei Pri Gofen, excuse me, Borei Pri Adama, according to Rav Chisda, the Chavilas, Chavilas, they ask a kasha, Rav Chisda, Mevarach Shtein, Achazeres. No! No! True, he makes the bracha, both brachas on the Chazeres of Karpas. But the Borei Pri Adama, the Birchas HaNenen aspect, is valid for what? For the first Kazayas, he has Batoras Karpas. And the what? Alachilas Moral, if he toasts the Shitoso on the daf is when? We discussed it earlier today. When? When?
By Moral.
At the end by Moral. I like the Ramban. The end by Moral. So the two different Kazayasim. That's why it's not Chavilas. But if it would be the same Kazayas, it would be Chavilas. Why is it Chavilas? And also Mitzvah's Chavilas. He would talk about a Birchas HaNenen and a mitzvah. The answer is Rabosai. Although Birchas HaNenen may not be a Kiyama mitzvah, but it's a Maisa mitzvah. Birchas HaNenen. Oh, Raya, a bunch of Rayas. One is an order, what comes first? Chaviv and Shiva. And the second Raya, you can't throw the bread. And the Rebbe Gadol explained, it's a Bizoyan mitzvah. They're making Hamotzi, it's a Maisa mitzvah. And therefore the principle of Chavilas is applicable. We will continue with Shem on Monday, a new, completely new inyan. If you want to know what we're learning on Monday. None was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he, we read about in yesterday's Pasha, did not spend the 40 days and 40 nights with Am Yisrael. Nor did he spend the 40 days and 40 nights with Moshe Rabbeinu, who was, of course, way up there. The pasuk says, "Vayishma Yehoshua as kol ha'am b'reyo." So he wasn't, obviously, he wasn't part of the machne. He heard them from afar. So where was he? Doesn't say anywhere where he was. Look back in Rashi and the Mishpatim. But the pasuk says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe alei alei ha'ora." And it's the next pasuk, "Vayokam Moshe v'Yoshua m'shor." So it's like Rashi, "Lo yadati mativa sheYoshua kam." What's Yeshua doing here? Shouldn't they have to be Yoshua? Give us some Moshe Rabbeinu. Omer ani she'atamen malava l'rav ad mekom ha'gvolas t'chumi ahor. She'eino rashoi leilech v'sham v'holom. He went as far as he could go. And then Moshe went up. Yeshua not Hashem olav in the sack of Hashem kol mem yom. And as we see in Kisisa, when Moshe came down by Yishmai Yoshua, apparently he was not in the machna. As a matter of fact, it's a Gemara in Yuma that says that. When Yumadaf Ayin Vav, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent down a drop-off, if you will, philanthropy society, whatever you want to call it, the Chesed society, He sent 3 million portions of man. Were sent down to Am Yisrael in one big drop-off in the Machne Yisrael. And then it was a private little jet that went to a different place. It was a private, separate drop-off for Yeshua ben Nun. It was somewhere far away from the Machne, but Tachti Sahara. And the Rebbeinu Bechayes, Mitzapel, Leridetom, and Ahara, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua ben Nun, he is from the Machne. He hears all kinds of things are going on. There's a war going on. There's a war. And this war is a war of terrible, terrible nature. Vayakumu l'tzachek, Rashi says earlier, l'tzachek is not only Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk of Masha, but it's Gilead Riots, the Shvichas Davim. All this is going on, and Yeshua ben Nun is somewhere afar. He sees what's happening a little bit. None of us exactly sure, and he continues to learn on his own. Amas v'nifla, Yeshua ben Nun. Despite all the averes that are going on, the wars are going on, he's learning. This is when he was a young man, before he had all other kinds of responsibilities on his head. But then, became a little bit more prominent. Same, remained the same. Moshar so Yeshua ben Nunar. Lo yamish mitocha oel. All kinds of things going on. Just imagine what's happening. Moshe came back. People were killed and Egil and politics. Just imagine what's flying, isn't it? Lo yamish. This is the responsibility of the Talmidim now. All kinds of things going on. Purim. Purim, you know, has its own dynamic. Then there's a kol milchama b'machane. There was a shooting in Chevron. And everyone matumbled, everyone tumbling and yelling, and everyone, and we'll talk about it in a minute. And then, of course, Pesach's coming up, and then some people have midterms that are coming soon, and then some people didn't even take the bechina yet, believe it or not. Pile ploy, mamash pile ploy. Pile ploy, mamash apela atotum. Don't understand it, but there are such a number of people. Nah, who are the people? Who the people are? I'll tell you who they are. Yechide Skula. Yechide Skula. I don't know if it's Yechide Skula. I don't know. I would use the following names, maybe, because it characterizes individuals without being too personal. Shveitz Parashandos, Shveitz Dalvanez, Haskos, Shveitz Parashandos. It's about how many people have to take the Mechini at approximately. Aseres. All right, whatever it may be. So, okay, whatever. So it's not right. A kol pana, everyone has to be participate in that smother. And I say, from David signs aren't up on the walls, they used to be with the b'chayev, no matter. Tzadikim is gedolim b'misosim b'chayev. We find this time and time again. Big tzadikim, they try to do things in their lifetimes and it somehow doesn't work. And as soon as they go to the bezin shomala, it works. Yeah, as if, you know, they're controlling it more from up there than from down here. Just to give a couple of mishalim into my mind right away. I came to the Chagiga, Purim night, I walk in a little after 11, and what's the band playing? It pulled on my heart, it tugged as soon as I walked in. They're playing Tzave, from David's Nigin, I don't know how many of you were there at that time, a little after 11. And if you have to know that Tzave was, I've been in Yeshiva now 30 years, Tzave every single year was an issue. You know, I'm dubbing in the band every year. Because, you know, for those who know bands, they're always, everything's quick, especially a Purim, a band. And I'm dubbing, if you knew I'm dubbing, anyone when they was Zerchel, if you know I'm dubbing, and Tzadik Yisrael Olam, and it was slow. It was a test of wills and a tug of war. And they would go fast, and then they would say, she would try to quiet, and then they'd stop, and then they'd start. But it was every year. Was back and forth, and he was never really able to get the band at his side. To sing the Tzave slowly for 10 minutes straight. Then you want to make it fast. No. Every time they would do it, maybe once and then back. Never. All my years, it was never really successful. I came to the Chagiga. I don't know what happened before I got there. I don't know how long before I woke and I had started already. Mamash, for 10 minutes that I was there. Slow. Mamash, as if Rav David was, I felt Rav David was there conducting the band. That's the heritage that I know when I walked in. Mamash. Slow, and this, and that. And in a certain sense, it was a kind of an avelus. You know? It's also how I felt. It was very mixture of feeling. It's a purim. Tzaddikim, another thing. Rav David, all the years, the last, I don't know how many years, tried so hard to separate the men's chagigah from the women's chagigah. How hard did Rav David try? How many koichas did Rav David itself put into this? And then all kinds of crazy things. Never worked. It never worked. Ups and downs, gilgulim, pulim, everything happened here. I've seen 20 different kinds of things happen all the up. But this never worked. No, I'm telling you. Tzadikim is gedolim b'misosim is b'chayim. The chagigah this year is gewaldik. Gewaldik, mamish gewaldik. Of course, we give credit to the people who are in this world who did the maneuvering to get it done. But we believe that there's, you know, there's up there also we have people who are doing things. Yeshiva Shamal, Yeshiva Shamat. So, the Rav David has smaller signs aren't on the wall, I don't see this year, but it doesn't make a difference. Now is that smart, you saw? Ah, okay, I just didn't notice. That smarter drive starts today. But now don't be distracted by Purim, don't be distracted by Pesach, don't be distracted by Mitzvah, don't be distracted by Bechinas even. Even I shouldn't be distracted by it. And don't be distracted by the politics of the world, the Kol Milchama B'machaneh, not by the Gili Arayas, not by the Shvichas Dovim, and not by the Avodah Zarah. Not. Your job is to learn as much as possible. A smother. That's your job. Shua benun, lo yomish v'toch o. I don't care if it's with tzachek and called Muhammad, whatever it is. 40 days and 40 nights didn't budge. That's a tall order. But every Talmud is required to do the best he can in this respect. Once we're on this topic of Purim, we wanted to call to your attention. I don't know if any of you saw this. On Purim night came out a publication called Ben Kostli HaYeshiva, either Tavshin Nundalad, or Yonah Chag HaPurim, and the many very important things in here. And I wrote something here too, called Purim, the Holiday of Giving. So I'm not going to read it to you. You can read it yourself. I think I give a copy every time. Is that they put it all in everyone's mailbox? No. A dollar. No. That's a very different story. A dollar. But whoever wants to borrow it, then it's cheaper to borrow it from me. You can put my name in it. You can take it and read it if you want. Read everything. Very important stuff, which has not become stale after the Hamantashen do.
Your article
page? 24. I don't know. I got the editor that came up and gave me a copy. A.B. Schmidt is the editor. Okay. Number three. Look, we are all living now in the shadow of the Kol Milchama that took place in what they call on the radio the mosque. I must tell you that until last night, Maariv, I didn't know that the mosque in Maariv Machpelah. I didn't know, because I don't need to hear any newspapers. I hardly heard the radio. I just sometimes said once that there was a mosque. Made a mosque? What mosque? I don't know the geography of that city. Last night, someone said, you know, he doesn't understand this. I said, what? Where? Maariv Machpelah? They call it the mosque. Rabbein Shalalah. Maariv Machpelah. Anyway, so we're all in the aftershock of what transpired on Friday morning, Purim morning, in Maariv Machpelah. Maariv Machpelah. Mamish, they tell people go to the Kever Ovis, they go to the big Chassidish Rebbes who are buried in Poland, they go on the tours. Rabbi Ravina was, with all due respect, to the Chassidish Rebbes, but he was bigger than all the, you know. Can I tell you? Avram Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, and the Moros HaKadosh, so they're all buried right there. And we don't understand. I don't think anyone in the world understands exactly what's happening over here. Don't think anyone really understands what's happening. You have to understand a couple of things. Number one, Naniach, that the Arabs have a din of Ma'am Molech. Naniach. I don't know what exactly happened. I hear reports here, reports in Eretz Yisrael. A relative of mine called another relative in Eretz Yisrael and came back with a report that the whole night of Hebron that night, the Arabs were tumbling, slaughter to the Jews. Yelling out, I don't know if it hit the papers in New York, because I don't know. Times. The whole night at a Mishmer, screaming out to the rooftop, slaughter to the Jews. And don't think that these things are just idle threats. These are things that, you know, In the eye of the Kodesh Baruch is watching over us. You know, we the Chalos Hashem called Goyim Shavchu Kolum. Look about Halal today. He governed Aleinu Chazda. We don't even know what kind of plots were foiled at the last minute. Aleph. So there are two issues over here. One is that they have a loch of Amalek. Once you mentioned that the Rav said that any nation that wants to destroy Am Yisrael is din of Amalek. And to which I respond that even if they have a din of Amalek, and it's a chiyuv of mechias Amalek, the parsha Zoch, the rabbi Amalek, the Purim is the name of mechias Amalek, it's only a mitzvah the tzibur. Shalosh nitzvah nistavi Yisrael, but there's also in Lawrence. What do you mean shalosh mitzvah? What about Truma and Meiser and Shemitah and Yehovah? Name. That's on every individual to keep Shemitah, Truma, and Meiser. This is on Am Yisrael, the tzibur, to make a melech and build a base of mikdash, and why about Amalek? That's all tzibur. You can't just grab a gun and say, yeah, Zoch Asher, Timcha Zech Amalek. It's not a chiv on every individual to chazer hamalek. It's a chiv on the tzibur. A tzibur. So you can pilpul a shayla. Is a tzibur only a melech in the literal sense? What about the Israeli government? Maybe they're also a tzibur. I don't know. But not any individual, not a tzibur. Elamai. It's another din. The din of Rodei. Habol ha-horgach ha-hashkim ha-horgach. I don't do what I'm molek. It could be a private citizen who doesn't do what any I'm molek. Stop. That requires a very serious shikul, what's called a rodef. There are many individuals who claim that this person, this killer, he's a rodef. Because he has put other individuals in jeopardy. Are you aware of the same relatives? I have two sisters, we're talking to each other. That's my source of information. Speaking of very professional. But apparently, 2 hours after this massacre, in what they call in the mosque, in Hebron, man was sitting there, an 83-year-old man was sitting there in Krasaba, minding his business, listening to him, reading a newspaper, and an arrow came from behind him and he chopped him to pieces with an axe. I don't know if people hear about that in America. I didn't hear anything, I just heard about it. Some kind of retaliation, something like that. Now, so one could argue that this guy is a right there for him. Was it effective right there for him? Because he did this, so they did that. Again, we don't know what happened otherwise, we don't know. Comes to Roidim, it's very, very stressful. That's the word Roidim, I was talking at the table on Purim, Shabbos, I'm told, and I guess you can check out the old Altamiras. I don't have any shepherd, any Altamiras, who was the mirror in Europe yet. The mirror, as you may know, in a last minute move, ran Trans-Siberian train, and it got away. And the story goes, and I have to check with the Altamiras, I don't want to say a story which is definitively, but I was told the story from reliable sources. Rabbi Lezer Yudel Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir at the time, was a godel shebegedolim, a son of the Alpha from Slobodka. He was then there, he was a man of tremendous, tremendous stature. So an elder Rosh Yeshiva there in 39, 40, whatever it was. An elder Rosh Yeshiva ready to talk. He was dithering. Not easy to cry, to send your whole yeshiva out to Siberia. It's all freeze to death, and maybe this whole, he'll be an empty threat, you know, and then 2020 hindsight, you know? We don't know if they're just talking and they're going to attempt to freeze in Siberia. And the Japanese can kill him. Now 2020 hindsight. He was very, he didn't know. So the story I was told was that Rabbi Leib Malin, I don't know if you ever heard of him. Rabbi Leib Malin was considered the Arish of a Chabura. Rabbi Leib Malin later came to New York and he was a Rashiva based on Talmud here in Brooklyn. He was, must have been a very young man at the time. He was Nifter in the 60s. He must have been much, much younger than the Rosh Hashiva. He was sitting there and he felt clear. He was right that they're not going to kill them all. And they have to get on that train. They must, every day that counts, they can't wait around at that window there with Vilna, that old crazy story out of the Kashmir. And the Rosh Hashiva didn't want to give the issue to go. He was said, no, you shouldn't go to a certain point. I was told, the Rav Leib Malin said, he was very respected, he was the Arisha B'chabura, that if the Rashiva doesn't give them permission to go, he's going to give a psak, that the Rashiva is a rider if you have to kill him. Speak to the Altamiras. And of course you know that now in the papers in Eretz Yisrael, before this whole incident, a lot of the talk in the papers, Rabin is a rider. I'm not telling you secrets, all the paper. Rabin is a rabbi, you're allowed to kill a rabbi, not allowed to kill a rabbi. Really, it's because Gansin is Mamorim, yes, no. So the word Roidif, very careful with the word roidef. You know, he's a roidef, he's a roidef, he's a roidef, everywhere roidef. I don't know who's a roidef, I don't know. It's hard to, how is that expression? One nakuda I said at my table on Purim was like this. And the pasuk says, "Vayom asher sibru oyve hayhudim lishlof behem v'nafachu asher yishlotu hayhudim heim abisoneim." So there's one difference. When the oyve hayhudim wanted to be lishlof behem, we know what they wanted to do. The feirish says the pasuk. They wanted to kill v'naf v'narav adzokin taf v'nosha biyomecha. They're not one day that they hope to be lishlof banim. They would kill out all the Jews. Every last one would be gone. Finished. All of them. That was what they wanted to do in that day. And what happened, and what in fact happened? So what happened on that day? What happened on that day? They killed what? What did they do? They killed 300 people. As the puzzle describes it later. L'shloach yod b'mevakshei ra'oso. They didn't kill everybody. But they couldn't have killed more people. They couldn't have killed more and more and more and more and more. But they were on top. They were on top. You know how the world goes to power. They could have killed everybody. There could have been 127 Jewish states. That's it. The Achashverosh, the Meshuggah, the king. He put them on top. They could have killed everybody. That wasn't it. What killed everybody? They killed the Mevakshei Ra'oso. And maybe they killed more later on. Presumably they must have had a list. They must have known who was in the SS. Who about the Nazis? They knew who was in the elite guard who wanted the mamish kill the Jews. They were wrote from a parent, or if they weren't rough, they were short and gemurim, and that's what they killed. They didn't stop kill at random. Ad kan. More than that, I say any odeya. It's very important to say any odeya. I don't know. You want to know, because is it possible for a child, I don't know, maybe there were children killed, I don't even know who was killed. If there was a child, a baby was killed. Is it possible that a baby, a child, can have the status of a roidef? In b'chlal, is it such a thing possible?
I don't even know
what that is. That's a shayla in Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. The machlokes was pshat in the sugya there with the uber, the mother, the fetus is a roidef, and the mother. That's a whole story. Yes or no? And it could be in Lanias Daiti when it comes out the maskonas of Gemara, it's impossible. There's no such thing as an infant being a roidef. You can't pass an infant as a roidef. Moshe disagrees with me. Moshe says not. He learns Pshat in the Gemara that an infant can be a roidef. Other than Afkaminas Lemaisa, all the case they had in Europe, the baby would start to cry, and then they discover the whole, killed 3,000 people were hiding, and one baby starts to cry, what do you do? These are shahs which, you know, I don't want to pass. The rabbi, if you don't know, then who knows? I say, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to be threatened by that kind of a risk, I don't know. Aliyah's dieting, my first opinion is that they can't have it in the verdict if you're that way. However, if you're an adult, and you can become armed, that you are screaming at slaughter to the Jews all night, I say, I don't know. So, basically, I don't know. You have to be very careful, and I'm not one for taking things into my own hands. That's just, I think we should believe and listen to the biggest rabbanim over here. As far as I know, the biggest of others were not in favor of this kind of an activity. On your side? Yes, sir.
Is the government allowed to pay, since part of this Jewish civil war killed these people, if you let them pay like kapara money in order so they won't act violent, is that a luckily acceptable or not?
In my opinion, the government should do whatever it takes to save Jewish lives, period. That's the clout. You want to what save Jewish lives? That's like, any odeya. Any odeya? I'm not so smart. That is the one consideration. Save Jewish lives. Yes, sir.
What
are the concepts of leadership? So, how to apply that concept is very, 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 very fraught with complexities. I mean, you know, it's not so simple. I mean, I don't know about who advocates that you should go around with everyone should get machine guns and just shoot all the Arabs dead. Finished. No shame. So, A, I don't know if it's permissible, and B, who knows what the self is going to be. Many, every time you shoot, there are another 100 coming. I mean, we don't know. Again, I say any other day. I don't know. Okay, that's why I just wanted to make mention of that. Things that are distracting us. Now we get back to what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be learning. That's the agenda for today, is to learn. And we're starting the new sugya. I figure today is still the last possible shayachas of Purim still. Believe it or not, in some shtiblach, they don't say halal today. They don't say tachlis today. Believe it or not. True. Not Israel Dag. Yoshua didn't say Dag. Yeah. Why? Not because Shalayim. Shalayim was yesterday. No. Some Shimon didn't say Tachlin yesterday because in Yerushalayim they had the Sudas Purim. I'll tell you my personal that they should have said Tachlin even in Yerushalayim yesterday. Maybe they did in some shuls. It's not Purim. Sudas Purim. But I'll call upon it. There I can hear it. So my father told me in Shtibel and in Kugarnil they didn't say Tachlin yesterday because in Yerushalayim they're probably Sudas Purim. But then I was told in a different Shtibel in Kugarnil they don't say Tachlin today either. Why? After all, the Gemara said, they always said, didn't say the whole week last week.
Right.
Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, that's all, because it says in the first Mishnah Megillah, Megillah Nikwis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Tav. I think so what? Even if your mom is reading Megillah, Yud Aleph, still say Tav. Okay. Then they don't say Tav, then yesterday or today either. Why not? Because the Gemara is in the Mishnah Megillah, that Beis. The aim of Shivsa, Vishivsa. Maybe you can read the Megillah on the 16th and 17th too. The Gemara says, no, below Yavok, so you can't go to. The Havamin itself is enough to knock off Panim. I mean, we all laugh, but there's some shul that actually... So I'll call upon him. I'll call upon him.
Both father.
So at least I thought today we would at least begin the Sugya of Hallel, which is related somehow to Purim, which was still in that... in the afterglow, I call it. Afterglow rather than the hangover. That's what I always like to call it. We should win it. Of Purim, the Sugya of Hallel. So the Gemara over here, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Mazgalo Kol Shlishi, Mavarach Amazona, Revi Gomer Olav Asahalo, Ba'om Olav Birchas Hashir, Chaykos Olav Merotz Olishtos Yishter, and Shlishi Lirvi Lo Yishter. Fine. Omer Abchanan, the Rav Shraminah Birchas Amazim Tuna Kots. You see, you have to bench with the Kots here, because the third Kots is a benching. What is now? Only Arba Kasi Tiknu Rabban and Derecheres. The main reason for the Tekon is Chazal to drink four cups of wine. But the Brits grew up called the Din of Derecheres Shabbat, presumably it's a Shabbat. Once you already have to drink four cups of wine, they eat an incidental, a secondary dimension, namely, Kochad Vechad, Navade Mitzvah. They put a Mitzvah and linked it to every one of the coasts. Doesn't mean this particular Mitzvah requires a coast all the time. Usually can bench without a coast. But today, after have four cups anyway, they might as well link up the coast with Birchas Havos. That's the Pashup Shah. Vaita. Revi Gomala Vasahal, the Gomala Birchas Hashir, my Birchas Hashir, Rabbi Udamar Yahalucha, Hashem Elokeinu. Rabbi Yochanan Nishmas Kol Chai. We'll discuss it by Riches, what exactly do we do? It's very complicated. Tana Rabbanan. Revi. Our gear says Revi. Revi. Gomer lava sahal v'yom halal gadol divrei tarf. What is halal gadol? We'll see soon. Meich halal gadol Rav Yehuda ben Hodu al ad naros bavel. That's what we pass it. Hodu until naros bavel. That's where the last one. How's it go? Hodu lekela shavar kilam chas. The next line is al naros bavel. That's perik kuf lamed bavel. Al naros bavel begins perik kuf lamed zayin. Shoy. That's the sugi. According to our Girsa, it's straightforward. However, there's another Girsa over here, which Tosis makes reference to. Rabbi Nathanael had it before it was somehow amended on the side. The Rif had it without any amendation. Namely, Chamishi Yom, Torah Chamishi Yom, Olav Allah, God, Libra, Abtar. That apparently was a very old, old Girsa. Chamishi, see, Rashi had to change it. Hochi Garcina Ravi. Vice of the old Girsa said, Chamishi, Rashbam, Hochi Garcina Ravi. The old guest must have been Chamishi. Okay? So a fifth coast, which you say the Halel Hagodol. So Tosa says, Revi Amal Halel Hagodol, Revi Garcina. Below Garcina and Chamishi. Change the Girsa. If you have the Girsa of Chamishi, the Poshup Shad is that it's a Chobah. You have to have five cups. Wait a minute. So didn't we learn a Mishnah back on Sadi Testament days where it says over there, what's going on? What's the fifth coast all about? Yeah, but it sounds like he's saying you have to have a fifth coast. It sounds like. So you could say the machlokos atanoim. What's the Baal HaMor says? The machlokos atanoim. That the Rabbi Tarfa holds you need five coasts. And the Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Akantari test, holds is enough to have four coasts. The Rabbi Chalav is mashman that way. It's a real chiyuv. I'm sorry? Reb Tarfon. Oh, Red Zina. Maybe Red Zina, follow Reb Tarfon, I don't know. Maybe they have different sheep.
How would you do these puzzles?
Well, how'd you do?
Where would you have?
Simple. First is Kiddush, the second is Haggadah, the third is benching, the fourth is regular Hallel, and the ending with Hallel. Old Lashem, you know, whatever Hallel ends. Right? And presumably even with a bracha afterwards, Probably the bracha will say after a regular Hallel, Yalucha. And then you say Hallel Haggadah, and then end your Shtabach. Like many of us do. So that would be pshat in this opinion, pasha pshat. So we don't pass in our way. Yes.
Don't we have five cups? What about kosher Eliyahu?
Oh, we'll come to Eliyahu. Very good. Kosher Eliyahu is a very important course. We'll get to it.
Is that really Eliyahu who drinks it or not?
Of course he drinks it.
We always shake the table, I know. I heard different opinions. Some say it's like a baloney story. Some say he's supposed to drink some of it.
I don't understand you. Didn't you grow up that way? And I was up in the morning, my father said, tell me Eliyahu, and I'll be drank the coast. I don't understand. It's a problem. All right. We'll come to that a little later. Let's go. We'll come back to it. Now, fine. That's one sheet. It's a Chiyuv Gomer, and the Chiyuv Gomer is a Chiyuv according to Reb Tarfon. We don't pass in our way. That's what the Baal HaMor said. However, such a big dispute between Reb Tarfon and the rest of the Mishnah. Ah, what can you do? Can't help it. For Reb Yosef Tovelim, that's a different sheet. Rabbi Yosef Tovelem, Shekosa Bisidro, brackets in the side of the Shabbos HaGadol, Samach L'Sof Piyut, Kodem Chasal Sidur Pesach, which of course is what I thought, that's where the Piyut ends, before that last paragraph that we discovered last time with the Karpas story. What does it say? Kimo L'Shtos Mayim Yichanek, Kimo is probably Chazak, that's how these things usually end. Kuf. Imcholahu O Istanes. Yeah, right. Right.
Okay.
You're allowed to drink a little water after the kosis. If Cholahu or Mr. Nate, if he's sick or he's somehow this is delicate, the boy Mishti Chaimra Mishim Onex, and therefore he feels he must absolutely drink wine, and you're not supposed to drink wine after the fourth kos. So what do you do? Lomar Bachamishi Halal Hagadol Yishta Nes. You should try very hard to have the fifth cup together with a Halal Hagadol. The Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, you see, that the fifth call is not a lechatchila, not ma'ake, it's not even a mitzvah lechatchila, and a menamuvchor. Rather, it is something which is a dispensation. And in order to give you a dispensation to have a fifth call, which you're not really supposed to have, you know, all of halal hagadol. Halal is an excuse to drink more. That's what it boils down to. You want to drink more, so you really shouldn't drink more. You have to drink more, so at least have it together with a fifth call. Yes, with a halal hagadol. Excuse me. Yeah.
What's the lesson?
Shanasti masnai. How would you say that in English? I girded my loins. Right. I mean, I try. You gird yourself. You try. You put an effort. The best thing called Eliyahu Tovelim is not to have a fifth coast. And well, he doesn't say not to halal hagadol. Well, I understand it part of me. You put it back on the fourth coast. But now you can make it a separate cost, giving yourself an opportunity, an excuse to drink another cup of wine. Tema, Kevin Shaol Salishto, since Rabbi Yostom said you're not allowed to drink, Eich Tiktu Kos Chamishi? Well, they give you an excuse to make a cost number five and let you drink? For Arba Kos is Tiktu, Velo Chamishi. What's he talking about? That's question one against the Joseph Tovelim. Question two, the guy's thirsty, right? He's thirsty. Maybe he's dehydrated. Right, very, very, very thirsty. So drink water. So apparently, he says, you know, kima lishtos mayim yikanes if cholo istenes. Only if he's cholo is he can drink wine. Otherwise he can't even drink wine. Water. Otherwise he can't even drink water. Why? Why estos? Why can't he drink water? The chatchila. Hola mevatli tam mata. What are you afraid about now that I drink after the afikoman? The water has no taste. Da filo achar pesach, really korban pesach. Lo also come on, rak mine michlo, avol mine mishdiyah. But to drink, tells afilu yayin la matzinin lesa. Even wine or apple juice or any other drink, Coca-Cola, we don't find the acid. V'adava ben shlishi l'rvi lo yishtem mefarash v'rishalim shelo yishtaker. But once you've already finished halal, so it's finished. You drink all you want, anything you want. Chaim pasuk abein Shmuel lakotn lekamon. Excuse me. The kol shtia muteres. You drink anything you want. I feel if you have a first eventually should be lo yishtash levatel tam mata. In which case, you just shouldn't drink after the fourth cup either. Even if they'll say it applies to apple juice, not only to wine, but water. Avada can have water. Why water should be the chatchila? Ella biyayin. Do me a bain rishon l'sheni yishtu. The ma'a biyayin. Ki yechid the nigger with the libe. The rishon l'yel. Taf kufches. Miyu rov amma deba lishtos. The gamma of alphas hit the ramayim. Below us a rak yayin. The water is okay. Only wine is not allowed. What about in between water and wine? What about some kind of a juice? It's unclear. The last line of Tosfos, they don't go into the details of that halachic question. They just don't discuss it. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about it in great detail. Yeah. Right. So Pasha Pshat could be, they're referring to only to wine. Wine is not allowed because wine gets you drunk.
Or any other intoxicating drink,
correct. That's one shita. Only intoxicating drinks are us. It's another shita. By the way, Menachem, why would you ask her? You already finished challah. You only ask her intoxicating beverage. Very good. So the Rosh says, you're supposed to spend the whole night, see what's Mitzrayim, Ilchus HaPesach, as we find in our God itself, they did it that way. That's what the Rosh quotes.
But you don't do that.
Yeah, next reason might be Mosif ala kosos. Mosif ala kosos would indicate to us that not only is actually wine us, because wine we know is Meshaker, but even to what we call Chamar Medina. Because Chamar Medina, we already discussed, can be related, can be used in some cases for a kos on Pesach night. And therefore, as a result of that, we say that if he has a Chamar Medina, it looks like he's Mosif al Kosos, which is not appropriate. That's right. A third interpretation is no, it's a mevatel tam matzah mipiv. Even if it's not a chamar medina, even if it's a kind of a drink which is not popularly used in the country, it's called a moshi, you can't use soda because it's used to quench the thirst, whatever you'll say. Even if it's not chamar medina, it's going to be usher anyway. Why is it usher anyway? Why? Takes away the taste of the matzah. But at least one of them. So you can't advocate that.
But that's not what she was supposed to cause for Kalamata, but he would hold that they would starve for it.
Now, Rabosai, so we have here many shitas in terms of drinking this fifth cup, and Lemaisa. The Mechaber says no. The Mechaber says, Tafei Aleph. Achar Arba Kosos Eina Rashar Lishtos Yad. Wine, and they're not allowed to drink that. That's just wine. That's what he quotes in the Mordechai Tzuri of Yosef Tuvelam. That's found here in our Tosfos. Mr. Brewer says, God, now goes through the details of all kinds of other different drinks. The pot, anything which is enough that I got to taste is no good. He's wondering about teas, weak tea, strong tea, weak apple juice, diluted with water, not diluted with water. It all depends on whether it knocks out the taste of the matzah. Yeah.
People have middle money to drink water.
I'm sorry?
People have middle money to drink water.
That's correct. They're always going to drink water after the Afrikom. Question what?
Whatever
they get thirsty, they must do it. Well, the Shulchan Aruch, the Feirish, the Maim is what? All kinds of other different drinks. The pot, any drink which is enough to knock out the taste is no good. He's wondering about teas, weak tea, strong tea, weak apple juice, which is diluted with water, not diluted with water. It all depends on whether it knocks out the taste of the matzah. Yeah. I'm sorry? That's correct. There are those going to drink water after the Afrikom. Good question, what?
Whatever
they
get thirsty,
I
mean, must
do it. Well, the Shulchan Aruch, the Feirish, the Maim is what? Anybody argue? Huh? Who? I don't remember who argues. Let's take a look. Let's take a look over here, maybe. Hold on. Yeah. This is the Mordechai here, named Rav Shmuel Meira. So the...
What
tax was
on it?
I'm sorry?
What
tax? It's Perek Tzadi Tes, footnote 7. Okay, so there is Shita with the Mordechai. Look at the back, you see it. The Mordechai holds the sheet, not even water. Okay? So there goes to the various opinions. But now, big question. This story here with this Kos Chamishi, with the Halal HaGadol, what happened exactly over here? So, the Bi'ur Halacha says at first glance, this trick of Yosef Tuvalim only works for those who plan ahead. I mean, they plan ahead. These are individuals who need an extra cup of wine. They're desperate for
it.
They finish the Halal, the regular Halal, by Halal Lucha, and say a Brocha. And then they have the fifth Kos for the what? For the Halal HaGadol, but if you didn't plan ahead properly, you already finished the fourth course, and then the fourth course, what'd you eat, what'd you say? Like we always say, everything, then it's too late. That's the Pashtus. Pashtus quotes from the Torah that way. But then he quotes the Shilte Gibori. What an amazing find. Please turn over to the Shilte Gibori. What about the Bi'ur Halacha? Page 52. Top line. Shulta Giborim. Sivkot Nala. The Pirish Rashbam and Lassus Kos Chamishi at all. Then he quotes the Rambam and the Torah says Rishus. And he quotes the Rif and the Rambam who says Muchak from them, the Ein Chosrin B'Shun Brocha Kishe Osa Kos Chamishi. The Divir Avsar Sholom V'Rav Amram V'Ari Ben Agon and Muchak. That's what I thought. The Mishnah Yirtzel Asa also with the fifth Kos Lo Yachta B'Chahalo V'Yom Ha'olav Halal Agdalo V'Nishmas V'Yachto. No, not exactly what I said. You made a chesim at the end of the fifth Kos. I thought maybe you have a chasima on halal, a regular halal, and another chasima on halal gadol. But then he says, when the rift is Rambam's mashma, you have a, and it's true in Rambam's mashma that way, that you have a chasima after the fourth kos and nothing after the fifth kos. You say halal gadol. So you're saying halal without a chasima. Say it again. Let's say the fellow had his regular halal, like we say in our homes, and suddenly he feels an urge. You must have another cup of wine. So this is the halal gadol of 26 kilo l'mchasos, and then he can drink without a bracha of yahaluchah or nishmas or anything. That's the impression conveyed by the Shulta Gibor.
That's
what it says. Yeah. Pashtus. Maybe not. Maybe it's not that mitzvah.
Already, no, but he had kavanah already during the fourth kol, so he's going to drink a fifth one, and he's drinking very quickly right afterward.
No, because the people who normally see that is everything is each one is a separate mitzvah. So here they would the next one, but the other two, because we say that it's all connected, and here they would have to say
Could be right. Now, Rabbol says a big nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina, big kula. And now comes the final sheet, which is the sheet of Rabbeinu David, and very possibly the sheet of the Rambam as well. Very possibly. Rabbeinu David has a line at the end of his discussion. On this whole issue with the fifth cup, like this. Oh, he's like thick like this. The Ika Mil said they're up tarfet. Look at this. Lohavya be Igor Shtias calls Khamishi. Ela b'mashu omer olov. That's the var. Rav Tarfin says, you bring a fifth coast and gomer olov halal agadol, but you never drink from it. You bring the coast and you fill it up. You say halal agadol, you never drink from it. That would explain very well why it's not found in the what he called. In the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, Tzadi tells us about the four cups of equivalent to drink. Leif Chesalok is the Cheres aspect. The fifth kos, the Psanudin of Sidi Baruch Halakos. You don't drink from it. And therefore, you wouldn't spend all your money on it. It's not found in the Mishnah anywhere. Not found in the normal channels. They talk about Arba Kos all over the Sefta. But as a din of Sidi Baruch Halakos. The Rambam, when the Rambam talks about this fifth kos, where's my Rambam? All right. Where's the Rambam with the fifth coat? Oh, thank you. Excuse me, fifth. Find it then. No. Oh, look what he said. He said after he brings the third coast and he benches, then he brings the fourth coast, finish Hallel, Birchas Hashir, Bar Pragopen, Perek Ches Alach Yud. Venetoem Achaka Klum Colorado Kutzmin Amayim. Then he adds, V'yesh lo limzo kos chamishi v'lomar olav halla godo. The coast ain't a kol b'kamar arba or kosum. Period. He says limzo. Never. There's no bar for a gofen. Nothing about drinking. Nothing. Could be. It's some akonel in the Rambam that he holds up with Rabbeinu David. Unbelievable. You pour the cup. You don't drink from it. Wow. Wow. Could be also another sheet. Very big finish. Some say the fifth coast is not allowed, period. Can't drink anything. Only four cups, if they don't drink. That's Rashba, never had no gears of five. And then those who have the gears of five, so some say the mitzvah and amukhar, one day in the round, some say the rishus. Some say it's a chiyah, but we don't pass it away at all, the balabar says. Some say it's just a b'diyevet. If you want to be matzah, the guy to drink a fifth cup, so you throw in the halal agadol as a cover somehow. And some say, no, you bring it there. You don't drink from it. You bring it there. So Rabbeinu David says, it sounds like it's a really, it's not a chol v'gemurah, but it sounds like that's the ideal way to do it. That's right. Oh, different process. So the Gevorim said that when you bring this fifth kos, you don't make a bracha after it. A bracha of Yalalucha or of anything of this nation. And therefore, even if you already finished all your halal with everything, with the bracha of the Melachul of the Shbrachas or the bracha of the end of Yishtabach, whichever one you finished with, we'll get to that later. And it's all over it. So we said at first glance, the Bi'ar Halacha says, how can you then? Now it's too late. Too late to take advantage of the Rambam's dispensation, to drink a fifth cup with the halal gadol. So you said it already, the halal gadol. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, never too late to drink. You can always say halal gadol and drink again without a bracha.
Just a bracha.
Right, that's right.
Close
you bought for a girlfriend, I guess you would need. You made all the gaps. I think you bought for a girlfriend. Yeah. Regular halal. No halal, like we say every day. Hodu until al naros bovo. But we say on Shabbos morning. We stand up for that thing that holds the 26 hodus. You know what hodus about? Right. Sure. That's why all shul stand up for hodus. How long ago? A lot of us have yeah? I don't hear what you said. Oh, Frex is the Kasha. What do you mean? Fine. The only fool is Shana Shagula. The Raivan is the Kasha. What's the answer? Vey Vesey. Can I get Vey Vesey? A carrot. Sorry, I think it should be the Chachil. Yeah? Yeah? Oh. So now, Rabotai. This sugya with the fifth kos, you can understand perhaps the kosher aliyot. With this chop, came the relief. What's the meaning of kosher aliyot? You fill up the kos and you don't drink from it. What happens to it? I don't know if it comes, or the bell pulls it back and all the night, no one's looking. Whatever happens, some drink it up later, some pour it out, some say the distribution pesach. There's a whole bunch of interesting minhagim. That happens kosher liyot. What kind of business kosher liyot? There's no bunk anywhere. Where does it come from? Maybe it comes from here. There's a fifth kos, and the fifth kos is just supposed to be mosaic. That's all. You pour it, you know, then you don't drink from it. That could be the mokum for this strange, at first glance, very strange custom for kosher liyot. You fill up a kos, you never. You never drink from it. It's some mud in the zach. Some mud. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in it. Not just time it started in the Maxwell House. I got the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simon Tov Pesach and Cotton Yud. When do we fill up the kosher yom? So our meaning is we fill up the kosher yom before we say halal. It's exactly when we fill it up. That's exactly when we fill it up. That comes out. This is the yisod. Pashtus. Pashtus.
When do we fill it up?
Well, hold on. So by the Rif, what the Rif used to do apparently, the Rambam, they used to do what? They used to first drink the fourth cup after the regular halal, and then pour the fifth cup and have to say on the fifth cup. However, since we're afraid, maybe there's no such thing as a fifth cup, so the Kohen gives the Rashbam, so we play both ends in the middle. In case there's no such thing as a fifth cup, we can't just drink the fourth cup up right after the regular halal and then have a fifth cup lying there, called kosher, you know, whatever you want to call it, during the halal hakodesh. Can't take a chance on that. Maybe the fifth cup is meaningless. Maybe there's no such thing as kosher, you know. It's not common shot. So in order to cover ourselves, we do both. On the one hand, we have a kosher, you know, lying around, right? Lying around the wall, we say in the halal hakodesh. At the same time, while this is happening, we also make sure that the other cups, the coast revie is also around for the halal gadol. We postpone the drink from the fourth coast until after the halal gadol is completed. So the halal gadol we might call today double coverage. On the one hand, the coast revie, and on the other hand, there was the coast leo, which is some kind of a din, which may be something called coast chamish. What I'm saying, the best time to fill coast leo would be right before you finish talking the halal gadol, after the regular halal. But I didn't see it anywhere. The minute that we have is this fill a kosher yo before we begin before we begin the halal ha-mitzri, what we call the regular lalana, I mean, not the beginning, we start lalana right after, that's the minute that we have. I don't think so, I have to drink it. Right, you see the bracha, so as long as one, good enough. Yeah?
First of all, I'm not correct, I had something, I always got mixed up because my house gets different brands of others. And one had a different place than the other.
Yeah.
No, 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 no,
no, no. Oh, yeah, were you pouring?
I think so. I thought. Maybe I had the Morales on the time.
I wonder about this time. That'd be great. I don't know
where it was. I don't know where. And also, maybe it's a hectic with yoga at the end, because up until now they're up because of these other things, but like now they're ready to fall asleep. So in order to make them around and suffer, you do this kosher yoga.
Kosher yoga. Yeah. When do you pour it? Some say the tchilas are saved. Something right before benching the port of it. Minik Harlin is there. Something by Shvok HaMotzim before it's called Shavir. That's I think the most common cup. And I'm stressing out a noob shot. She's before the kosher of the O.
Right before Halal
Gol. After she finished Halal Mitzvah, before the Halal Gol, to show that this is the kosher HaMishah. But no, that's how it didn't even make the book. It's a pretty thick book. The book has 600 pages, and then the mice, sheep, and that guy didn't get in here. I don't know. Now, what do you do with that kosher? What do you do with it? You wait until the old one drinks it, sir. Some say you drink it, some say you wait until the morning, some say you leave it to the next day, some say you kid it.
How can you possibly drink it? Why is it called kosher yoga?
How can you possibly drink it?
Why go closer
to the
yo? How can you possibly drink it?
Leal Shibura, I'm coming to Leal Shibura. I'm coming to Leal Shibura. The Gilui. Who's wearing a Gilui today? And I wear all your love.
You don't cover the
word
when you bring it up.
Okay. Oroch Habo. I go to the Baruch Haba. The Balamor, right over here on the same page here in Chol Vavam Beis, he talks about the, you know, the Birkas Hashir and the Halal HaGadol. He says an interesting thing. He says, "Mother, drink whatever you want after the Afikoman," he says. He brings the Balamor. And the Rosh says basically the same as old. I guess we should see the Rosh first, because the Rosh was officially in the Maram HaKamer, so the Balamor wasn't. So see the Rosh. The Rosh says, Siman Lamed Gimel, if you can't drink after the Avakaris, he doesn't see why. Aim after you can't eat. That means the same right way as number four, but Shdishi Lurvi Lo Yishta Hashem Yishtaker. Otherwise, it's not a problem. But the Minig Pasha Taka not to drink wine. Why not? He quotes the Ram, tried by Rami Rutenberg. Very strange. Ayah calls for thee then? Well, it's not when a pulse, can I go to a cocktail? Yes, otherwise I shouldn't drink any wine at all, that's it. I think they call from the brisket that they make a hora. How come it is? Everyone stays up Shavuos night all night. There's no mucker in shop anywhere. No mucker in Shulchan Aruch. Here's a dinner first Shulchan Aruch based on the Tosefta, and it'll stay up all night based on it. Nobody does it. No, but the answer is Poshrat Tachtafen Hashena comes very quick. Well, you come to the middle of the Seder, if I... What happens to me is, you know, I, after the Seder is over, I sit in the recliner, and I have a Sefer, Whatever Sefer, it doesn't make a difference what the Sefer is. Not much makes no difference. And I just have to finish it, and once I fall asleep, I go to bed, Many of us are mocking me, even when it's not Pesach to do that. It happened to be this Shabbos. I was so completely, I wasn't doing so well, I was late, and my Adelaide nap lasted about 1 minute, so that's when the doctor banged on the door, you know, I took a little nap after the Suda, because Adelaide, but luckily I fell asleep, but then all of a sudden they banged, and then I couldn't realize it. And so what I did was I took a sips. I was going to be Marvin Sedra. Took a Chumash. I read the Tulsheni. I don't know, I got Tulsheni. That happened. A long Aliyah. And then, no matter what happened, I couldn't go any further. I mean, I saw, I woke up and I got myself 2 hours out of the chair. So finally, one of my sons had to go to sleep, so he had to wake me up to tell me that he was sick. So I stuck with Fennel Shana. That's it. So it's a Seder night. We finished the Seder late. We're all exhausted from the achonas of the... This year, this is a unique year, Rabbi Sai. Because this year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. This time you have a chance. You want to pull an all-nighter on Motzi Shabbos, you have a chance. Because you can sleep, especially, you know, if you have the early, you get up early in the morning for the Erev Pesach of Shabbos. You finish your Suda already when?
11 o'clock.
10 is ready to master. How much can you eat after that? The 10 is not hard. That's even 11 o'clock. And when is Mincha? Probably 6. All right, so you can get a 6 hour nap. We're very machmer in our... We're very machmer by us. We sleep 6 hours, sleep flesh and milk in the shower. We do it in the summertime. Very machmer. Sleep 6 hours. The guy can sleep 6 hours and Shabbos
late,
and then maybe he can pull an all-night attack and learn it from Pesach. Huh? Second night, you have to be born on
this.
I mean, up till you sleep the whole first day, you know, you take a shiva bachelor, man, you don't sleep. Anyway, right. As the Rosh says, the Balamor wasn't worried about that. This dinner is not found in Shas. You have to make sure not to get drunk until the fourth coast, until we finish Hallel. But Shlishi L'Ravi, Lo Yishli, after Ravi, it's permissible. It's not worried about that. What about the idea of Tam Matzah B'Piv? Well, he doesn't keep the Balam Moras, which he says, it's not really the reason for not eating after Aftikoma. In his first Teretz, he says, the reason to not eat after Aftikoma is that the person should make sure he's full when he eats the apikom. Why want him to be fully apikom? So what's the sovah? A big deal. Not to break the bones of the korban pesach. You're hungry, and I'm going to do something. You start, you know, breaking the bones, get every last bit piece out. You should come to approach the korban. You're already filled. Filled. So when it comes to the bones, just leave it there. You won't break it. Of course, it's Yerushalmi. The balamor was over here. It's Yerushalmi. That's what the Balamor quotes. That's what he quotes. Yeah. Then he's not going to be. How can I be? It's an offer in the Gemara, which we'll see later on, that says that you can't have to have to come because of the taste. Fairish the Gemara. Because the taste has a stronger taste because of the matzah. Whole discussion. As well. Says he's afraid that they're going to miss Hallel because it's based on Mikdash time. They would eat the Fnim and Achoma. It was very crowded. Very crowded. So therefore they had to move from one place to the other. After they finished eating, right away they had to move. They couldn't have time to sing Hallel there. They go to the top of the roof to say Hallel there. And the Chazal were afraid they're going to forget. You know how it is. You go place to place, you forget. With a little basis in the Balamor on page 52. Lekach, osru la'avdir afikoman, shlodafakeach tamah pesach. The reason why you want the time of the korban pesach to be in your mouth is, you know why? Because you should remember to say hallel. Oh, interesting reason. V'higi wadov ha'af lach ha'chur ben ha'bayis v'matza zeichel ha'mikdosh. Therefore, im ha'kinach ha'matza ha'fikomon. Let's talk about a little gimbalism halfway on the Balamor. That's a heat approach, a different approach to Balamor. Okay. Come back to that later, we'll learn the sugya of Kuf-Kof. We'll come to that. Okay, Abosai, everyone got it straight? We now know the idea of the fifth coast. An interesting, fascinating Indian cultural yo. Well, let's discuss the question of the main question today, which is the brach on halal. Is there a brach on halal? Is there no brach on halal? Okay, so what's it all about? So it starts with Tosfos. On Kuf, you test on halal. My Birchas Hashir. Top line. The Mishnah says, you say Birchas Hashir after the fourth cup. What is Birchas Hashir? After Halal, right? Normal of us a Halal, all the Birchas Hashir, and then you drink the fourth cup. What is Birchas Hashir? Rabbi Yehuda Maya Halalucha. What's Halalucha Shevel? Okay, what is Halalucha Shevel? Okay. We say it all the time in Halal. In fact, Tarsus, the Kamash Malan, Rafila Bamakam Shalom, nor Ulavarach Achav Lelayapet, Ulavarach Achav, Kama. What's Makom Shenag? Whoever is Makom Shenag? We always do it. What's Makom Shenag? Well, it's an often a Gemara. A Gemara Kuf Yud Testament Beis, Rabbi Osai. On Kuf Yud Testament Beis, top of the page. Makom Shenag, Lichpol Yichpol Yilufshot Lifshot Lavarach Achav Yivarach Hakol Keminig Amdina. What is he, klar? It's a matter of minik. Says Tosfos, the pshat over here is that even though when it comes to halal and Chanukah and Shavuos and Sukkot, some of a minik they do say a bracha after halal, and some don't say. Pesach of night, you must say. Tosfos first shot. My impression from Tosfos is that there's a bracha at the beginning of halal. If there's no bracha from the beginning of halal to say that, then all bets are off. If you bring a tushtah to the regular halal, you're there on the Shavuos in the morning and shul, or in Sukkot or Chanukah, no comparison at all. So I read the Tosfos, my bracha so shared this to mean that in fact they do say a bracha on halal in the house before they say halal. It's a seder. The chiddush over here is only one thing. But usually the hal after the brach after the aluch is an option, and here it's mandatory. That's all. Inami says Tosfos. Tafilu b'mokum shenogu to make a brach after the hal. Havamina tafke b'yomim. Hava b'layla ain tzorech levar. Kamash b'lano im b'layla tzorech levar. But also seems to be going with the same halach that you would require a bracha when you begin to say the challah at your house, say the night. That's how I read. That's how I read the Tosfos. The Rosh is exactly the reverse. Turn to the Rosh, please, if you don't mind. Similar to Beis. Come on, wake up. Smother. Come on. Nope. Similar to Beis towards the bottom. Kuf Yud Ches, Habirchas Hashir, Rav Yehuda Amar Lucha Mikan Raya She'en Levorach Ala Halal Achatzuda. Punkt 3, should not make a bracha. Dim Levochen Alav, Im Kein Mai Ka'omai V'omal Habirchas Hashir, Pshita. Keima Darminen Gomer Alav Asahala, Alav Amelik Adana, Dim Levorach Yad Aluch. Abu Lamein, Levochen Alav Betchila, which is the way he's paskins, then Hutzrach Lom, Abba Mishal, Abirach Lefonav, Yivorach Le'acharov. Oh, Punkt Lehepa. Then he found the answer to the Tosfos Varach. Miu. Yesh Lama, Mishin Birchas Yehala, Tayyab, and Hoga at the end. He just look at one of the Kufi Tess. Chutanim and Masnis, and he will let him say something to Tzarech Levarech. So I can't say he knocks off the Raya. But his first inclination is in the other opposite, completely different direction. It's more much as the contrary. That you would not make a bracha on Halal. No, so do you or don't you? So my plug was, do you or don't you? What do you say?
For you and your house? Let me ask. You make a broken hal in your house at the Seder night? So before the hal, not after the hal. If you do, it would be a big kiddush to me. Most hagodas, I've never seen a hagodas that's a broken for hal. Okay? Could be. Let's turn to the Ran. The Ran has a yisod. Why is there no bracha on the Haggadah? It's page 52. Avo, big bold print, Avo. Everybody's there? Avrabenu haigon zal kosa b'tshuva shein mevochen al halal shebulele psochen ligmoros halal shein anu korin os lebetoras korin el lebetoras omer shira shekach nogar b'zun omer b'seva l'ficha n'chayav l'hodas l'halal l'ficha b'ol adam l'vorach b'shat you know, so we don't want to make a bracha ey l'divri haigon zal v'chein eskimo haigon amab tzemech rabi yosef rabi yosef gey zal period. You don't make a bracha. Why not? Because it's halal of shira. What does that mean? What does it mean shira? Shira is opposed to what? Kriya. What are the words?
My
say yada is tovim by our term of shiras. How do you do it on Pesach night? No, for care. I go. Do so.
Without a bra.
So my shiras or my kriya? What's your question? I missed the question. What is that? My say your eyes home by ya. Not have a shiro. So just do a queer. That's your asking.
If the point this was you saying that normally every holiday thing is queer.
Uh-huh.
And then there's no problem
there. Good point. Good. Very good. The answer is, as far as the queer is concerned, Pashtos. That's the Kriya of Yontif and Pesach now New Yontif every day. It's one big Yontif. It's all one Yontif. It's one Korban. One Erech and Av Yud.
So then how do we say before Hallel first day of Pesach?
First day of Pesach is a new day. Second is the Sfeg of the Yom. Yeah.
No. How will the Korban say we that is a problem that
how will the Korban say we No, he doesn't forget. I say, Yoda, I told me I'm out there on the Shira. He wants to know, he's taking with Shira, like, literally. So he's doing the Torah's Kriya. That's what he is. All right. What is Shira Kriya story? So the Brisker Rav is a whole famous piece in the Sefer Nichol Tanakh. I don't know if you saw it yet. No, Dov saw it. That's it. Anyone else saw Brisker Rav's Sefer? It was on the desk all morning and no one took it from me. I mean, I guess he didn't get that far in the Mount of Kervis. The Ran is long. Okay. But for those of you at 9 o'clock, shouldn't have had a problem. Maybe even 9:30. Okay. What did Brisker Rav say? The Kitzer. Say what's in the katzer, give it a synopsis. You can look inside yourself, you have a chance. And while I'm looking at it, there's a Mordechai. He calls see if you find the Mordechai at the end, where he talks about the fact that there's no broch on the halal. See if you can find it. No. It was earlier somewhere.
Maybe the Ain Fosim Bialim.
Where is it?
Adol Amid Gimel. In the left column.
I don't know where it is. Well, we'll quote it, we'll see if we can find it.
The Brit Skorov said that Tzvei Dinim and Hallel. It's Kriya and there is Shira. The Magad Mishnah writes, and that Rambam, maybe you have seen, did see, that Hallel is Midrabbonim. Midrabbonim. But there's some days when it can actually be what we call a Divrei Kabbalah. Where do you see it? The Gemara in Tzachim. Let's take a look. Tzachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, please. Right an hour in Yom. Please turn back one page. The Kuf Yud Zayin Amin Aleph. Gemara says on the 10th to 12th wide line. The Chachamim and the Nevi'im should be named Tiknu Lem Yisrael Shi'omim also. The word also starts a new line. Right by the end, by the end of Rabbi Kivega then. Al kol perek u perek v'al kol tzara v'tzara shel lo tov olem. That's a euphemism. Li Yisrael, uchshenigolem amrim oloso al gu'ulosem. So there's perek, perek, and what else? Tzara v'tzara. Two expressions are used. So the Magad Mishnah seems to say that hal on a definite, on a set day in advance, that's with the Rabbona. But a hal on the day from Eitzara is midivrei Kabbalah. Yes, hal on a set day, you make say hal on Shavuos every year, that's midirabbonah. But a hal on a day when you were actually saved that day from the enemy, it's midivrei Kabbalah. And the pasuk is quoted. The rabbi quotes the pasuk. The pasuk, I think, is in Yeshaya. Where's the pasuk? Pasuk says, "Hashir yelachem kilel is kadesh chag." What's that? What happened? What happened? What's this kilel is kadesh chag? This is the story of Pesach. Kilel is kadesh chag presumably refers to Pesach. Shayo perik lamed pasuk chof tes. Hashir yelachem kilel is kadesh chag. What's the story? There was a man named Sancheirev. Woof. He was wicked. Sancheirev came and he wanted to destroy every Jew. Destroy the holy city of Yerushalayim. What happened? He waited one night too long. Important lesson over here. He waited one night too long. Why did he wait? He wanted better PR. I'm serious. Yeah, the comments of the town late in the afternoon. He'd miss the 11 o'clock news probably, or whatever it is. He wanted to do it the next day, take a parade. Maybe we'll sleep one more night outside of Yerushalayim. The next morning we'll go in there, and the bright and early, rah! They all died in the Magay for that night. That was one of the miracles of Pesach night, Leil Shimur. So Ashir Yelachem Kilel Eskadosh Chag, according to this understanding of the Pasuk, of Navi Yeshaya, it's the same as Leil Eskadosh Chag. Pesach night. You have a tremendous din of a shira, which we say because of the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is, as we really pointed out by Arichas last time, is reenacted every single year. So too, the you people who are going to be redeemed from Sancheirev will also have a chiyuv of shira, because you're going to be redeemed from a very serious difficulty, a siege of Yerushalayim. So what's called, that's what I call Tzara Vitzara. And that's with Divrei Kabbalah. The rabbi calls the apostle. It's a Divrei Kabbalah. Hashir Yalachem Kulelis Kadosh Chag. And that's what it means, called Tzara Vitzara. Perek will perek at a set time. Tzara Vitzara is an immediate redemption. Not like Rashi. Rashi is Tzara Vitzara is Chanukah. Perek and Perek of Shalosh Regalim and Tzara Vatzara of Chanukah, which is not the same as a kind of a yontif, it's Shalosh Regalim. And he says, no, that's all called Perek with Perek. Even if it's called Chanukah, it's still a Perek with Perek. It's still designated as time, which repeats every single year. And Tzara v'Tzara means a new Tzara just came up and just happened now. That requires challah. Oh. This is the Brit Skarov thing, Shas the Magen Mishnah, which links to the Raivin. You look, you'll see over here in the Nichol Skanik, on Perek Gimel Alach Avot. Yes? Right. I said how, I suggested to you that how Pesach night is d'oraisa, because on Pesach night we reenact the geulas if it happens now. And then the Tziv said, like you correctly point out, that although the celebration of an anniversary of a miracle, every year that day would be the Rabbanon, Chanukah, for example. But on the year that it really happens, it would be the Rice. And perhaps Pesach could be in that category, that's what we suggest. That's correct. That's what we spoke about. Right? Now, the Mordechai somewhere, I don't see where it's, somewhere you'll see it, says that, you know why there's no bracha on Halat the Seder? You know why? Very poshut. We don't say it in one shot. You know how the halal works in Seder night. We say two proper. Once a basil, we say two proper. Then we take a break. We have matzah, we have kol sheni, then we have matzah, then we have mor, then we have korach, then we have the best of all. Then we have shulchan aruch, the chicken, or the potatoes, or the eggs, or the kugels, or the desserts. Whatever we have out there, big, long break. Now you press resume later. What are you going to say, bro? That's push out the more case. You can't say, bro. There's too much of a break in between. So the Rabban asks, what's so terrible? We find you have a break and you still make a bracha. We have such a discussed and not dying, remember that? A person started Bidikas Chometz. And then he had a break in the middle, so no, not so bad. Most of the brachas, you can be Meshav Bnei Ayira, Meshav Bnei Akovet. So you can have breaks from here to there. So what's the Rabban and Aradap ask against the Gaon, with the Mordechai calls? What's the big deal? So the Brisker of explained the following shot. It doesn't mean it's a shot of Hefzik. The fact that it's broken up, what kind of crazy thing is this? You break up Hallel in half? So the answer, you break it in half, is symptomatic as a designation of an underlying fact. What is that? It's not Hallel B'Torah, it's Kriya, which requires at least a Chachila, an uninterrupted reading, but it's Hallel B'Torah, what? Shira. Hallel B'Torah, Shira, does not have to have every last word said. As a matter of fact, you can look back in earlier Pesach. You don't mind turning back, way, way back. It tells you that you had the challah on Korban Pesach. And the challah on Korban Pesach wasn't always said completely. Hefzik anymore, so it's the Evanat, maybe the Chachilah in certain circumstances. It tells us an indication. The fact that we split up indicates that it's challah shel shira. Challah shel shira is no bracha. Why no bracha? On Halal Shal Shira, I think the answer is. It's supposed to be spontaneous. It's supposed to be, like we said before, it just happened now. You can't, it's not fair to legislate it to us. They have bracha, licorice, halal. It's not supposed to be a kriya.